I'm Elena, and I'm on Team Kids.
I'm Mindy, and I'm on Team Parents.
I'm Zach, and I'm on Team Parents.
I'm Marshall, and I'm on Team Kids. And this is the Kids vs. Grandparents Trivia Podcast.
As Marshall said, we have two very special guests today. Kids, who's here with us today?
Grandma and Grandpa.
And why are they here, Marshall?
To do our podcast.
So Grandma and Grandpa are here today because we have a very special topic that came up when we were eating Thanksgiving dinner. And Marshall, what's that topic?
Today, our topic is slang words from the 50s for us and from now for the grandparents.
Yeah, we realized over Thanksgiving dinner that Grandma and Grandpa knew a lot of slang words from their childhood and their life that our kids knew nothing about. And our kids knew a ton of slang words from today that Grandma and Grandpa did not know at all. So today we're going to ask questions between grandparents and grandkids. And as parents, I think we know a little bit of all of them and kind of none of all of them at the same time. So we're going to be in between asking the questions. So our guests today are my parents, Dave and Donna, who are super excited to be here. I think this is their first time on a podcast, and they're very excited about it.
You think it's their first time on a podcast? You're not sure?
How do you feel being on a podcast today?
Really excited.
Yeah.
I can hear it in your voice, the excitement.
Kids, how excited are you for Grandma and Grandpa to be here?
I'm excited.
I'm really excited.
Yeah, I can tell. The two facial expressions in the room are giving it away. Are you guys ready to hear the structure of the day?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have prepared 15 slang terms that people use now. And also, I've prepared 15 slang terms that were used very commonly in the 50s and 60s that Grandma and Grandpa should know. So we're going to ask those questions to the kids, and we're going to ask Grandma and Grandpa to see if they know terms now, and we're going to see how it goes. Is everyone ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're ready.
Kids, do you think grandparents should start or do you want to start?
We can start.
Yeah, we'll start.
All right. All of these questions are worth 1 point, and there's going to be 3 rounds of 5 questions for each of you. Okay.
So the max points you can get is 15?
The max points is 15. All right. I'm honestly not sure who's going to win because I don't think that the kids are going to know these, but I'm not sure that grandparents are either. So we'll see.
I think this could be rough for both sides. I'm really excited to watch it.
And remember, you can always play along with your family. Call up your grandparents, see what they know. And we're going to leave 10 seconds of music between each question so you can play along at home. All right. Kids are going first. So first kids question. I don't think this starts too difficult. Kids, question one, round one. What type of person am I describing if I call them a square?
Boring.
You're on the right track.
Like, kind of mom-like?
Mom-like. There's a specific type of person that's a square. I think boring is in the right direction, but grandparents, I don't think that's totally right. Would you give them this point?
I'd give them the point.
What is it?
You'd give them the point. Grandparents, how would you describe a square if someone's a square?
Nerd.
Yeah, a nerd. That's the word I would use. A nerd or a dork.
Well, we didn't get that. I feel like we didn't get that.
I'm not a mom, though. But Grandma said you get the point, so we're going to give it to you. All right, one for the kids. Grandparents, you guys ready for your first question?
Ready.
What does it mean if someone is sus?
Do you have an idea, Dave?
Someone or something can be sus. I'll give you a hint. It's the beginning of a word, sus, and then there's more word that comes after that.
Sustainable.
Sustainable? That's a really solid
guess.
Can I
say?
Yeah. Marshall wants to tell you.
Suspicious.
That was a good one, but I never guessed it.
It comes from Among Us.
Yeah, it comes from Among Us.
Do you guys know Among Us, the little video game with the colorful people?
Just what the kids have mentioned to us.
And they all murder each other. And if someone is sus, they're suspicious or suspected of being the murderer.
So we have some new slang we've learned today now. If someone recycles really well, they are sus, meaning sustainable.
Yeah, we should bring that in.
Right.
All right, back to kids. Question two. If I describe something as hip, what is that thing?
Thank you.
like...
Or like hipster.
Oh, hipster.
It's like cool.
Cool, trendy, popular. Is that right, grandparents? You agree with me?
Good job.
Yeah, they got it. All right, hip. We got hip. Over to grandparents. Question two. All right, this is a little bit of acronyms. There's a lot of acronyms that come with texting. What do I have if I have FOMO? F-O-M-O.
Fear of missing out. I just read about that. BYU students.
Oh, nice. BYU students. F-O-M-O. Fear of missing out. Good job. That's exactly right. Grandparents are on the board. Nice job. See, you guys are going to know some of these. You feeling a little better?
Yes.
Grandpa shakes his head no. All right. Question three for kids. Kids, who is Dad's old lady?
Mom.
Yes.
Old lady means mom.
Oh, wait. So it's like, who in this room is Dad's old lady?
Grandma.
No. Okay. Grandma and Grandpa, explain this one to them.
A really bad expression for wife.
Yeah. Wife or girlfriend. They would call their old lady wife.
Never use it.
But doesn't old man mean dad?
Sure. But old lady means wife. Things were a little less equitable back in the day when talking about significant others.
If I said my old man, I'd be talking about my dad. And if I said my old lady, I'd be talking about my wife.
And she would not like it.
She wouldn't.
It wasn't a positive way to talk about your wife or girlfriend, but it did not mean mom. I know. Crazy, huh? That's why we don't use that anymore. Okay. Question three for grandparents. Okay, this one was recommended by Elena. What is food if it is bussin? If I'm eating some food and I call it bussin, what is the description of that food?
I have no clue.
It is really messy.
Good guess. Elena, what is it?
It's like really yummy, like good.
So did you think grandma's food is bussin'?
Yeah.
Yeah. We would describe good, really good food as bussin'. See, I actually didn't know that one. That was one that was new to me. So Lena added that one and threw it in. Marshall, is that something you've used before for food, bussin'?
Yeah.
Grandma and grandpa, good guess. That is actually a pretty good guess. I don't think I would have guessed better than that. Because I didn't know that one either. I have never used the term bussin' to describe food as delicious. Okay, kids, what am I asking you to do if I tell you to give me some skin? Give me some skin. What am I asking you to do?
To, like, do them a favor.
Oh, that's a really good guess. It's not right. All right, grandparents, what is it?
Like a handshake or
a high five?
Yes, a high five. Handshake, high five, to touch hands with them in some way. Give me some skin. Their faces are priceless. I wish I had a picture of this right now. Like, why would you ever say that?
Right, because bussin' makes so much more sense.
It does.
Not.
Last question of round one. I'm so glad we have three rounds because this is enjoyable. Grandparents, what is an experience or something if it is lit?
Really cool, groovy.
I will give them that. Don't you think that's correct?
I guess.
Yes. Yeah, lit is exciting. Zach and I would have used the term dope back in the 80s and 90s. Neat, dope, lit.
Groovy, as we have heard. So we've gone from groovy to dope to lit.
Yes, it's good. It's exciting. Nice job, grandparents. You get that point. All right, question five. Last question for kids of round one. What am I telling you if I tell you I'll catch you on the flip side?
Like, goodbye?
That's really, really close. I think, should we give it to him?
Absolutely.
Yes, you would say it in a goodbye. It is a farewell expression, but it specifically means if I'm going to catch you on the flip side, what might that mean later for the future?
Like, see you later.
Yeah, yeah. See you later. See you soon. Something like that. Grandparents, yes?
Yes.
Okay, I see nodding from over there. Okay, good job. Last question for grandparents. Another acronym. Texting. If I am going to see you IRL, what does that mean? A hint is I might use this expression online or while texting, and then I will say, let's meet, or I will see you IRL.
In real life?
Yes, it is. It's in real life. Did you know that or did you guess?
No, I've heard that.
Oh, see, Grandpa's pretty savvy. All right, nice job. All right, we're at the end of round one. Zach, tell us our score.
Game's pretty even so far. Team grandparents have 3 points. Team grandkids have 3 points.
All right, are we ready for round two?
Yes.
We are ready.
Awesome. Round two. We've been starting with kids, right? Kids, what type of person is a beatnik?
My guess is someone who, like, a party pooper, like, doesn't join in the fun.
My idea is somebody who beats up a guy named Nick.
Oh, that is a good guess, a beatnik. Well, it's really neither of those. Grandparents, how would you describe a beatnik?
Different words over the years, kind of the same thing. Beatnik, hippie.
Yeah, I have here a young, artsy, progressive type person.
A poetry reader.
Yeah, something like that. They usually dress in black with maybe a turtleneck or wear a beret. That's my vision of a beatnik. Is that right? Does that seem right to you?
Yes, and spend their time in poetry coffee houses.
Yeah, yeah, that's a beatnik.
Not somebody who beats up a guy named Nick.
Not anything to do with beating up anyone named Nick. All right, first question for grandparents in round two. I don't even know how to ask this question totally because the kids might have to describe how to use this word exactly. I've heard it used many different ways. What does it mean to yeet? Or if I use the term yeet. Y-E-E-T, yeet.
I've never heard it.
I know.
I know you know.
I think the kids are going to have to tell us this one.
All right, kids.
It means to throw something, to yeet something.
I've seen it used as an expression of excitement. Like if you're excited to do something, you can go yeet. Is
no,
that true?
That's meep.
Like I've seen teenagers use it. When I taught high school, they would like be excited. It's like they were throwing themselves into something. They'd be like yeet.
And oh
like,
yeah, yeah. Throwing. Yeah. I thought you meant they would just say be like yeet.
You can also use throw. Yeet as like to throw yourself.
Yes, like yeet, I'm going to go do something, to throw yourself towards something, but usually something you're excited about, right?
Or like jump into something.
Yes.
Specifically.
But it has to do with throwing energy or throwing something. I don't understand it either.
That's a new one for me.
Going somewhere with energy or throwing something. All right, question two for kids. What am I going to give you if I tell you I will give you a knuckle sandwich? What am I going to do?
Punch.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to punch you.
How did you know that?
Movies.
Oh, so you still see movies where they say knuckle sandwich.
Yeah. It's really out of date.
And some people still say it.
All right, you got it right, though. So question two for grandparents in round two. This is technically an acronym, but it's also used as a word. Who am I describing if I am describing my bae? B-A-E.
Probably not your horse, huh?
Not a horse. It's not. Well, I guess it could be a horse if I was very, if this horse was very close to me.
Like a best friend or girlfriend?
Yes, exactly. That's exactly right. Bae stands for before anyone else. So it can be a best friend or a significant other or someone who is your very most important person to you. Is that right, Elena?
Yeah.
All right. I want to make sure I get these right.
And that might be your horse, I guess.
Dave, why would you say that bae is a horse?
Just my whole life, you know. We grew up on a ranch when I was little, and that's just a common word for a brown horse growing up.
So it's the color of a horse. You call the horse a bae if they're a certain color.
Yeah, that's where the song came. You know, part of the song is, you bet on the old bobtail nag and I'll bet on the bae.
From Camptown Races. Camptown Races, sing this song. Yeah, bet on the bae. Yeah. Okay. I see that. Kids, question three, round two. Kids, what am I doing if I am going to burn rubber?
You're going to burn rubber.
I'll give you a hint. I have to be in a car to do it.
Oh, like drive a lot, like tires are rubber?
Yes, tires are rubber. When does that rubber burn?
If you're driving a lot.
Driving
like
a lot?
Burn gas?
That's burning gas if I'm driving a lot. But if the rubber is going to burn, how do I have to be
driving? Fast.
Yes, very good. Good job, Marshall.
Did you get that?
Should we give it to him?
Yeah, sure.
All right, burn rubber, driving really fast. Does that seem right, grandparents? Is that how you would describe driving fast? If I would say, let's burn rubber.
Yeah, accelerate, quick acceleration where the tires turn and leave rubber on the pavement.
Yeah, so to take off really fast.
To take off really fast.
What's yeah, I have pavement? Here to drive or accelerate very quickly.
Pavement
is that right?
Roads.
Yeah, that's it.
Grandpa approves of my answer. Okay, good. To drive fast or to accelerate fast. All right. Question three, round two for grandparents. If you send me a text and I respond dead, what did I think of your text?
That I don't want to hear from it anymore.
That would be a really good guess that made sense. Is that I didn't like it or I don't want to hear about it anymore. But kids, what does it really mean?
It's really funny.
That it's really funny. It's so funny to me that I died laughing. That's what
but
it means.
You don't actually, it was just actually die.
But you didn't actually die. It's just so funny that I died laughing. And so I am dead. All right. Question four, round two for kids. Kids, I think you might get this one. If something is nifty, what type of thing is it?
It's like cool or neat.
Yeah, I think that's right. Nifty. Cool, neat, great, nifty. All right. Question four, round two for grandparents. If I say you are looking fit, what am I commenting on?
Really looking great.
Does that, are you going to give that to them, kids?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's not really used as like you are looking fit. It's like, it's a short word for outfit.
Okay. So maybe I asked it wrong, But I think she got it, that it's looking good, right? Like you would use it in looking great.
Yes.
I don't think we got that because outfit, that's, I think, different.
Yeah, but it's because your outfit is looking great. You would say, oh, how like, would you use it?
That's a
later?
Great fit.
That's a great fit.
Or like, yeah.
Or you would you say you look fit today? No.
But I think they got it.
I think they got it too. It was Thank in you. The right direction. You didn't say like buff or like slim or healthy, which is how we would describe fit, right? Okay, this is the last question in round two. Kids, what does it mean if I have things made in the shade? What kind of life do I have? I'm made in the shade.
A bad life?
I think it's like shady or like criminal.
Grandparents are laughing. All right. What does made in the shade mean?
You got it made. You got a good life. Everything's going good.
Yeah.
So we got it.
Criminal. I think you guys are the opposite, going the opposite direction. Yeah, you've had easy successes. Everything is going well for you.
Made in the shade, like you're always in somebody's shadow or you're always.
I think of it as like there's always like a shade tree following you around, making your life really easy. All right. We are at the very last question for grandparents of round two. All right, grandparents, another acronym. Who is my BFF?
Best friend forever.
Yes, it is. That's right. Was that a guess?
No, that's another one I've heard.
All right. BFF. That one's pretty standard.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
I didn't really know that one.
Oh, you didn't know it?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you did. Okay. Would you actually use the term like that? Would I say, yeah, you're my BFF?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
And more like, that's another word for like bae is... Yes.
BFF and bae are kind of interchangeable. Yeah. But you can also use bae to describe like your boo, like your boyfriend or girlfriend, right? And you wouldn't use BFF for that.
No.
Yeah. Boo is also another term for boyfriend or girlfriend, by the way.
That's my an older boo. Term.
Oh, no. Okay. It's old. Cody That's Riggs- maybe more
but
mine.
Cody Rigsby uses it.
That's true. Oh, yeah. We love Cody Rigsby and he does use boo. We big Dancing with the Stars fans of Cody Rigsby. All right. Zach, where are we at the end of round two?
We're staying steady. Grandparents had a little resurgence there at the end, and we're tied again, 6-6.
Nice. All right, grandparents, you feeling a little bit better?
Yes.
All right. See, these aren't that hard. Kids, how are you guys feeling?
I'm feeling great.
All right. Well, let's see where round three takes us, shall we? All right, kids, round three, question one. If I'm doing something and I say, we're cooking with gas or I'm cooking with gas, what does that mean?
Farting?
That is actually a pretty good guess. Grandma and grandma are trying not to laugh into the mic. It's not farting.
Is it like using an oven?
It comes from using an oven, but you can use it in other terms. I could use it if we're like doing homework, or I could use it if we're like fixing a car. I could use it if we are cooking. But if something is happening and I say, ooh, now we're cooking with gas.
Doing something fast?
I don't know.
Like,
what do you guys?
Burning out, like using your energy.
Oh, that's a good guess. That's not really the answer.
But our first guess definitely was not right, so.
All right. I have here, grandparents, what do you think about this answer? That you're being successful or something is going well.
That's what I would say.
So not farts.
Not farts. It's not about farts at all.
Like, okay, now we're cooking with gas. Now we've got a rhythm, some momentum.
Things are going well.
For you guys right now, things are going well.
Yeah. So I would say in our podcast, I would say we're cooking with gas. Grandparents, question one, round three. If I tell you something and I say that I am low-key excited or low-key not wanting to do something, what does the low-key indicate?
Loki is just not very interested or excited about it.
That's how I think I would have described it a few years ago. I have here low-key that it means like it's on the down low. It's something I don't really want to admit. Like, it's not cool that I'm excited about this, but I'm actually low-key excited to go to Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
Makes some sense.
It makes a teeny tiny bit of sense. Or like, I low-key don't want to go to this party tonight. Like, I'm kind of admitting it. Is that right, Lena? You're giving me the head shake. Yes, that's correct. Okay. So low-key means, we would say in our generation, on the down low. Keep this on the down low. Yes?
Yes.
That's something you guys could connect with a little more. Question two for kids of round three. Last round. Question two. Kids, what do I have if I have a shiner? It is something that happens to my body. That is the hint. If I have a shiner, something has happened to my body.
Your body's getting shinier.
A wrinkle.
She's looking at my face. You have a wrinkle. It actually could be that part of the body. You're looking at my eyes. It is that part of the body.
Eyebrows. Eyelids. Pupils.
It's none of those things. All right, grandparents, what do I have?
It's something you can get with a knuckle sandwich.
Yeah, I could get
black
a shiner from a knuckle sandwich. Black eye.
I don't think we got that.
No, I'm not giving that to them. Question two. What does flex mean if I use it like this? That's a big flex. I'm using it to describe something that someone has done.
Something not really cool.
That's a really good guess. Elena, what is the actual answer?
It means like you're showing off.
Showing off.
Like, look at all this money I have, or look at my new car,
or look what something I, or like look that. At, I can do this backflip.
Yeah, like, that's a big flex. Like,
you're trying to show off.
Like, it's obvious that you're trying to show off.
If I'm posting pictures of my backflips I'm doing, or videos of my backflips, or like all the cool vacations I go on, you could say,
that's a big flex.
That's a big flex.
Actually, that one makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, because what to you is a flex?
Like to flex your muscles and show off.
Right. You show off your big biceps. That's your flex.
Makes sense.
All right. That one makes sense. We got to make sense on that slang. That's
but
good.
You still didn't get it.
Kids, question three. Just a few more questions left. Kids, if I describe someone as a bird dog, what type of person is that person? Generally, this person is male. A bird dog is male.
Half bird, half dog?
That is incorrect. Lena, do you have a guess?
Popular?
Also a good guess. Grandparents, what's a bird dog?
Somebody who, especially a guy, who is just not very nice.
Grandpa, look, you have a different definition. If I say someone is a bird dog, what is that person doing or trying to do? Or
I would say it's usually a male that is determined at whatever.
Picking up women.
Yeah. Picking up. I have stealing your girlfriend or picking up women. Tries to get with the ladies a lot. Okay. Question three for grandparents on round three. What is a cap? And I might use it to say no cap, but a cap is a certain action. It's a verb. Well, it's a noun or a verb. What is a cap?
No lie.
Yes, no lie. Okay, I think we made that too complicated. I can say no lie, no cap. So I've seen online, like there's memes that are like, someone will say something and they'll say, where's the cap? Like, where's the lie? Or cap or no cap? Is this true or not true? Am I on the right path?
Yeah.
That's how the 40-year-olds are using it. All right, kids. Second to last question for kids.
Okay.
If I describe a guy as a dream boat, what is the guy like?
dreamy, like cute.
Super hot.
Yes, grandparents?
Absolutely.
You give the nod. Okay, that is correct. Super hot, really cute, dreamy. Exactly. Right on. Second to last question for grandparents. If I am shook after something, what happened to me?
I got upset.
What do you guys think?
Yeah.
Like surprised or upset. Like,
yeah, I think we should give that to him.
Something you didn't expect.
I got the definition as to be emotionally affected by something. Like I read the book and I was shook.
Do you think we should give it? I think we should.
Like a surprise.
Yeah, I would say upset. That's true. They're emotionally affected.
It could also be positive though.
Yeah.
Like I was shook on Christmas morning to see
It's like any kind of feeling.
Last question for kids. You guys ready? Okay. This goes with some of the other questions we've asked. All right. What am I doing if I am cruising for a bruising?
You're trying to get a bruise.
You're trying to get in trouble. Like you're trying to start a fight.
Yes, I'm trying to start a fight. I'm asking to be beat up. Yes, I would say yes on that. They get this.
Yes.
Grandparents say yes. Okay, and very, very last question for grandparents. If I tell you that I want you to spill the tea, what am I asking you to do?
Tell the truth.
Tell the truth.
Tell the information.
What kind of information?
Gossip.
Like gossip. Yes, exactly. That's right. To gossip, to spill the tea. That is all of our questions. I think we had some really interesting answers and a really fun time. Zach, tell us the score here.
Both teams did great. A lot better than I expected, actually. Final score, Team Kids, 8 points. Team Grandparents, 9 points.
Whoa, we won.
Way
to
go.
I did not expect that.
Neither did I.
Neener, neener, neener.
Well done.
Grandparents, are you going to start using the word yeet now?
Don't. It will make you less cool.
I think that when older people use new slang, we do sound kind of silly.
There's a term for that it is choogy. It is now uncool. And I am choogy for using the term choogy. Yes, Elena, I see it in your eyes. We have become choogy. If you start saying yeet, you will be choogy. Elena's rolling her eyes over there.
And you don't want to be choogy.
Yeah, you don't want to be choogy.
And like all old people are choogy.
That's also true. Well, I think it is time to see how kids and grandparents or parents did on your quizzes at home. Thanks for listening with us. And while we're talking about social media, Elena, do you want to tell people where they can follow us on social media?
You can follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Kids vs. Parents Trivia Podcast.
All right. Thanks, grandparents, for coming. Was it as bad as you thought it was going to be?
No, it was good to be with our BFF, best family forever.
Oh, all right.
Bye.